大家打开加拉太书。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
我们在查考加拉太书，我们今天已经来到第六章。
And in our study of Galatians, we have arrived today at chapter 6.
那么今天呢，我们要从，其实我们要从第五章26节看起。
In fact, today we will be looking from chapter 5 from verse 26 onwards.
啊，我要稍微提一提，就是圣经的经节啊，啊，并不是神所默示的，是后期的人加上去，方便我们找圣经。
I would just like to add that these verse references and chapters weren't part of the original script, but have been added on.
啊，所以呢，我们会发现，我们今天呢，会从六章啊，第五章二十六节看到第六章。第五节
which is why today we are looking from chapter 5 verse 26 to chapter 6 verse 5.
让我先读给大家听。
Let me read this to you.
加拉太书五章第二十六节说，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人当重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有还以为有，就是自欺。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的不在自己，他所夸的就装在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Galatians 5:26 Let us not become deceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.But let each one test his own work, and then read his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load.
我们在查考加拉太书。
In our study of the book of Galatians,
我们在第五章十六节说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
We arrived at a verse in chapter 5, verse 16, which says, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
那么我们也讲到，这情欲的事是什么呢？是情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，两者彼此为敌，使你们不能够所做的。但是你如果在圣灵底下，就不在律法底下，情欲的事是这些，圣灵的事是这些，他就把这些都讲出来了。
And then he goes on to say, For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. And he goes on to list what the works of the flesh are, and then he gives us the second list on what the fruits of the spirit are.
所以我们就看见一些犯罪的事情，什么是在属于圣灵的，什么是属于情欲的事情。
And so he tells us,what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit.
那么来到教会的时候呢，我们在教会里面要怎么样来彼此这个守望，怎么样来彼此监督，使到我们不犯这些罪呢？
And then he arrives at the church and he talks about how we might conduct ourselves, how we might keep one another accountable and encourage one another that we might not fall into this category of the flesh.
所以就是今天我们要读我们读的这段经文。
And that'swhat we are looking at today.
所以我的定这个题目为教会中彼此的守望。
And so the title of today's message is Accountabilities in the Church.
在教会里面我们怎么样行在圣灵中而不要行在肉体跟情欲当中。
How do we walk in the spirit in the church and not in the flesh?
所以弟兄姐妹我告诉大家我们真是这个我们的教会我们整个教会是真是有福的。
Brothers and sisters, let me say this, our church is full of blessing.
我们真是有福的人。
We are blessed people.
我们是被主亲自来拯救的。
We have been saved personally by our God.
而且呢，主没有让我们成为孤儿。
And not only that, he has not allowed us to be orphans.
他把我们放在教会里面。
In fact, he has placed us in the body of Christ.
而且呢，他在教会里面安立了牧师。
He has in the church installed pastors.
然后呢，他给我们圣经来按照主的意思来过生活。
He's given us the Bible that we might live according to His word.
然后呢，他在我们当中呢，环绕我们有很多弟兄跟姐妹。
And He blesses us with.Brothers and sisters who live amongst us.
他们这些弟兄姐妹爱我们，来帮助我们，来鼓励我们，来使我们走在主的道路当中。
And these brothers and sisters encourage us, love us, that we might walk before the Lord.
但是今天很多人来教会是做什么呢？
But a lot of people come to church for a different reason these days.
啊，他们来教会的时候就是坐在这边啊，看一场听一场道或者看一场表演，然后就走了。
The attitude is, I come to church just to watch a performance or listen to some music or some sermons and then I go.
加入教会呢，不是来到教会里面看一场表演或者听一场道理。
Coming to a church is not about spectating a sermon or a concert.
来教会的意思呢，就是要彼此团契，就是那个原文 koinonia 的意思。
Coming to church is about fellowship, which is what the word koinonia is about.
所以我们来的时候要彼此分享我们的生命。
And that means that when we come together, we must share our lives.
我们要让别人参与我们的生命。
We need to allow people to get involved in our lives.
我们也必须要参与在别人的生命当中。
And conversely, we need to be involved in that.
是的，我们很高兴大家都来参加，主日来教会。
Yes, of course, we are happy that everyone is present to worship together.
但是神的意思，神的旨意是，不是说你来坐在这边听一场，听一场道理。而是来参与，来进入每一个人的生命，使到我们能够彼此的相爱，彼此的鼓励，让我们彼此的守望能够行在主的道路当中。
But God's will is more than for us to be spectators in church. God's will is for us to come together in church to fellowship, to be involved in one another's lives, to encourage one another that we might walk together in the Lord.
所以这个叫做加入教会。如果你只是每一个主日去做一做。礼拜堂，然后就离开，跟没有人交谈，没有跟人在生命上面来往，其实你根本没有加入到教会。
This is what it means to be part of the body of Christ. But if you come on a Sunday just to listen to a message and sing a few songs and then leave and go home and then come back the next Sunday, actually you're not even part of the church.
所以真正我们在这个教会非常强调，加入教会的意思就是我们进入这个教会。不但受到教导，让弟兄姐妹来参与我们的生命，来帮助我们爱主，更加的来追求主，让我们来更像主耶稣。
And so our focus here at GBF is that involvement in the church that we might share our lives, that we might encourage one another to love God more, that we might encourage one another to walk in the Spirit.
所以这堂的讲道呢，让我们知道这个是教会中彼此的守望。所以我的两个大纲就在这里了，然后我们才慢慢的讲。两个大纲，第一个大纲就是我们共同的责任，第二呢就是我们个人的责任。
And so I titled today's message "Accountabilities in the Church," and I have two broad points. The first is corporate responsibility, and the second is personal responsibility.
所以这个就是我们教会在一起要做什么呢？我们个人要做什么呢？
What this means is when we gather as a church, what do we do as a church? And then individually, what do we do?
所以这个是我们必须要注意到的，什么叫做加入教会？所以我们每一个人参与教会的时候，我们要知道我们的责任，我们知道 what to expect， 意思说我们知道我们应该做什么，我们也知道别人可以对我们做什么。
And it's important to know because when we come together as a church,We need to know what our responsibilities are, what the church's responsibilities are, and what our own responsibility is. We know what to expect from one another.
希伯来书十章二十五节讲说，不要停止聚会，因为停好像停止惯的人，反要彼此的勉励，因为主的日子近了，更加如此。
Hebrews 10:25 speaks to this. It says, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
所以我们教会聚集在一起的时候呢, 应该什么呢? 不但是来这边让主的话充满我们的心, 听主的话, 唱主的诗歌, 同时呢, 学习, 实行主的话。
And so when we come together as a church, we listen to God's word, we study His word, we sing praises to Him, and then we encourage one another that we might be filled with God's word and walk that way.
那么24节也是这么讲, 彼此来的时候要彼此相顾,激发爱心,勉励行善。
Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
所以你看到吗?教会在一起的时候呢, 不只是来这边听听到, 我们要彼此的勉励,彼此的守望,彼此的鼓励, 让我们越来越像主耶稣。
And so you see, when we come together, it is not just to listen to a sermon. There is this one another aspect of our lives together where we stir up one another to love God more and to do God's work.
我要问你, 你最好的朋友是谁?
So let me ask you, who is your best friend?
你最影响你生命,影响你的生活,影响你的思想的是谁?
Who is it that has the biggest influence and sway over your life?
这个非常重要,你要圣洁,你就要跟圣洁的人在一起,你要有智慧,你要去跟有智慧的人在一起。
And it's an important question, because if you want to be godly, or if you want to be wise, then you would spend time with the people who are godly and wise.
在哥林多前书15:33-34说,你们不要自欺,滥交是败坏善行的。
1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
我们认识一个宣教士。
We are familiar with a missionary.
他呢有一个孩子，他其实我们很关心他。 这个宣教士呢在印尼22年侍奉主。
And he has a child. And
this missionary is in Indonesia.
And he spent 22 years in Indonesia as a missionary.
他在印尼的一个小岛上面22年在那些森林里面跟土人在一起生活。
And he spent 22 years on an island in Indonesia with tribal people.
那么他孩子就在那里长大,到了22岁的时候呢,他回到美国去生活嘛,要回到美国去读书。
And his son grew up in that environment, and at the age of 22, he returned to the U.S. in order to pursue his studies.
那么这个宣教士就看这个孩子在森林长大,他回到美国,自己的国家,但是他觉得不属于自己,因为他是属于森林的。
And this missionary, as he sees his son go back, realizes that while he's returning home, that really isn't home for him.
那么他怎么样让他 能够适应这个生活，他们就决定了，好了，让他加进这个美国的军队。
And they decided that the only way to really truly make him part of the U.S. was to allow him to enroll in the U.S. military.
结果呢，他就在这个美国的这个军队里面学习这个生活。
And so in the army, he learned how to live as an American.
这个大概是10年前的哦。后来我们就收到一个消息，这个孩子呢，后来被抓了，而且被监禁了，而且犯了一个很大的罪。And
then about 10 years ago, ten years ago, we heard that this son of the missionary was jailed for a crime.
为什么呢？因为他跟这群人在一起的时候呢，这群人呢。 决定了做一件事情，就是去抢劫他们的枪械，他们的这个 weaponry， 去抢他们的枪，然后跑出去。And
the crime that he was guilty of was being part of a group of people who went and raided or robbed basically the armory.
你看到吗？这是一个森林的孩子，根本不知道什么事情，但是他交到了错的朋友，结果跟着这个朋友去抢劫这个。 军队里面的枪械把枪支跑出去，结果呢被判到什么呢？终身监禁。
Now this was a boy who grew up in a tribal jungle and he knew nothing, but he followed bad company and because of that, it ended him in jail.
我相信他根本不知道这个是为什么的，他每一个人做他就跟着做。你看到这个是 bad company， 这个是烂交，就败坏善心。你看这个是一个非常可惜的一件事情。
And he may not even have known what he was doing, but it underscores this verse here where it says bad company ruins good morals.
有时候呢，你有不好的人在一起，结果呢影响你做了一些不应该做的事情。所以你一定要决定，你跟什么人在一起，就会变成什么样的人。
And so we really need to be careful about the company we keep, because that influences our behavior.
如果你跟教会的弟兄姐妹常常在一起，追求圣洁，它就影响你追求圣洁。
But if you're spending your time with your brothers and sisters in Christ who are pursuing holiness, then you too will be in that.
如果你常常跟一些人在一起，追求世界的荣华富贵，你就被他们影响去追求世界的荣华富贵。
But if your company is primarily people who are pursuing the riches and the wealth of the world, then that will be your direction.
如果你常常跟酒鬼在一起，不奇怪你会变成酒鬼。
If you are always with people who are drinking, then you would no doubt be drinking yourself.
同样的，如果你常常跟赌博的人在一起，你就变成一个赌徒。
In the same way, if you are around people who are constantly gambling,
但是如果你要追求做智慧人，你要跟智慧的人在一起。箴言十三章二十节说：“与智慧的人同行，必得智慧；与愚昧的人同行，同伴必受亏损。”
But if you walk with the wise, Proverbs 13 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm."
所以你看到你跟什么人在一起，就变成什么样的人。
And so you see, the company you keep is who you will become.
但是神把我们放在教会里面。
But the Lord has placed us in the body of Christ.
让我们受到弟兄姐妹的爱护，弟兄姐妹的鼓励，我们跟弟兄姐妹一起追求认识神，追求圣洁，这个我们就变成一个追求圣洁的人。
That we might love one another, that we might encourage one another, that we might pursue holiness together.
所以圣经里面充满了许多 one another, 许多彼此，这个彼此相爱，彼此眷恋，很多彼此。如果你不在一起生活，你不可能来服从这个彼此的命令。
Now there are many one another verses in the Bible, and it is just impossible to live out if you are not part of the body of Christ.
就是有些人说，哦，我有这个个人的隐私 ，this is my privacy， 我不可以让你知道。
But some people might say, no, this is my private worship. I can't let you be part of it.
有些人是他把自己的事情关起来，不让别人知道他的生命，也不知道他的生活。
Some people are protective over what of their lives, and they are very private, and they don't let others in.
但是让我告诉你，个人的隐私 privacy is a myth. 这个是一个迷思，没有 privacy 这回事情。
But let me tell you, privacy is a myth. There's no such thing as privacy.
为什么呢？现在的人越来越明白，你走在街上的时候，你知道街上有多少个这个电眼在看住你吗？
Because even as you're walking on the street, do you know how many surveillance cameras are trained on you?
是我看过一份报纸，因为我们常常去中国，我们很注意这个。有一份报道说，中国政府要找一个 BBC 的记者，在五分钟之内，他已经抓到他在哪里，在那个地方，已经五分钟就抓到那个记者。
And because I spent a fair bit of time in China, I heard about a case where the government was looking for a particular reporter from the BBC, and within minutes they found him from cameras on the streets.
不但是找到他，而且能够跑到那边把他抓起来。
Not only could they find him and locate him, but they could run to him and apprehend him.
我们有一个朋友在美国，一经过这些照相机，他立刻遮住他的脸，不要让他看见。
We have a friend in the US who every time he walks by a camera will cover his face so that he's not identified.
但是现在这个 CC 这个电眼到处都是，你的车上也有，对不对？
But there are cameras everywhere now. In fact, there are cameras in your car as well.
但是你知道神是无所不在、无所不知的，没有 privacy， 没有这个隐私这回事情的。
But God is omniscient. Oh, God is omnipresent, and there is no such thing as hiding from Him.
如果我没有东西隐藏我什么，为什么不能够让你知道我的生命？
And if I have nothing to hide in my life, why can't I let you be part of it?
不是说我要把所有事情告诉你，但是呢，我不怕让你知道。
It doesn't mean that I have to tell you every detail of my life. What it means is that I'm not afraid to let you share it.
所以在我们教会当中，你会发现很多人都打开自己的家，你随时可以来最好也带榴莲来啊。
And so you will find in our church that we have that culture where our homes are always open. Of course, it is best when you arrive to bring durians.
Fellowship over durian is a good, is biblical, I think. 所以我相信呢，我们必须要这样的随时能让弟兄姐妹知道我们的生命，而且他能够帮助。所以我们看到很多弟兄姐妹有需要的时候呢，孩子很小的时候，我们去帮他。那么我们也看到这个别人有需要的时候，我们也去。我们帮老人家，老人家也帮助年轻的，这个有婚姻的帮助那些单身的，单身也帮。我们这个叫做神的家。And
you will see also that we help one another. We see that families who have young children will need help. And you will find people in this church volunteering their help. You will see that people who have different needs are being ministered to by different people. That is the body of Christ.
So 这个是属灵的家。
That is the spiritual church.
我们让大家进到我们的生命，他能够，我们有需要的时候，我们不怕告诉别人。当我们看到别人有需要的时候，我们也不怕去主动去帮助他。
When I have a need, I'm not afraid to let my brother or sister know, and likewise, they will let me know so that I can help them.
所以这个就是神的家应该有的表现。
And this is what God's home should look like.
但是如果你今天有很多人参加教会，就是礼拜天走进去参加教会，然后在他还没有唱最后一首诗歌的时候赶快走了，其实根本就没有参加到教会。
A lot of our culture these days in the church is that before we're even done singing the last word of that last song, the people are already out the door. That is not being part of the church.
来坐在这里听一堂道或者看一场表演呢，这个不叫做加入教会。
Coming to a church to listen to a message or to watch a performance is not being part of the church.
我们必须要开放自己，加入，让别人进来帮助我们，我们也去帮助别人，这个就是神的家。
We need to open up our lives to one another that we might be able to help one another live in or share in one another's lives.
所以我们这段经文讲什么呢？也就是在讲这件事情。So
this passage speaks to that as well.
所以我们第一点呢，我们在这边看到的第一点呢，就是第一呢，在教会里面要彼此守望呢，我们的责任什么要有？我们共同的责任是什么？So
our first point in the accountabilities in this church is what is our corporate responsibility?
你来看第26节。
Look at verse 26.
他说：“不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。弟兄们啊，若有人被恶乱过犯所胜，你就属灵的人呢，就要当温柔的心，把他挽回过来；又当自己小心，又恐怕又被引诱。你们个人要担当，要你们个人的重担要比互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法了。”
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too become tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
所以在这边你看到26节, Let us, 我们不要这样彼此的对待，而且呢，让我们要怎么样彼此的 担当彼此的爱护，彼此的勉励等等。
And so he's saying that we let us, brothers and sisters, together should not behave a certain way, but we should behave in a spiritual manner that we might share one another's burdens.
所以这边其实彼此，彼此就是一定是共同的这个作用。
And there are all these terms that speak of the body, let us, one another.
所以26节是讲 negative， 大概负面的教导，然后第6章1到2节是讲正面的教导。Verse
26 comes from a negative point of view, and it's a teaching from the negative perspective. And then in verse in chapter 6, 1 and 2, it is a positive aspect.
所以在负面上面呢，它有三个字，第一呢就是不要贪图虚名，第二呢不要惹气，第三呢不要嫉妒。
There are 3 points within his negative argument, and one is conceit, the other is provoke, the other is envy.
所以他说不要贪图虚名, do not become conceited. 什么意思呢？意思说这个虚名，这个名，这个虚的，是假的，是空的，不要贪图这些名誉，这些没有用的。
When he says, let us not become conceited, the word conceited talks about an emptiness, it's useless.
那么这个彼此这个惹气呢，这个是 provoking， 意思说我如果我觉得我很好，我就去 provoke， 我就去挑战，你看你好还是我好，这个是挑战的意思。
Provoking one another speaks of challenging one another that we might anger one another.
如果我比你好，我就去挑战，你看你好还是我好。
And it speaks of a challenge between people where I feel if I think I'm better than you, I would challenge you.
如果我不好呢，我就妒忌你。
And if I'm not good, then I'll be jealous of you. I'll be envious of you.
人就是这样，他人在想的时候呢，人啊，现在我们处在亚洲呢，我们非常很大的竞争 ，very competitive.
Especially in these parts, this part of the world, we are extremely competitive.
当我记得以前呢、啊，我毕业的时候，从美国毕业回来之后呢，找工作找不到工作的时候，我们都很安静。
I remember as a fresh graduate coming back to Singapore looking for a job, when I couldn't find a job, I would be very quiet and reserved.
那么找到好的工作的人呢，就来，哈、啊，你好，你好，这是我的卡片，他要看他的名字是什么，他什么职位。
But when people find a good job, they become a lot more extroverted. They are speaking to you, giving out name cards so that you might see what their positions are.
我有一个朋友，他十多年没有见过面。
I have a friend who for many years we did not meet.
后来他说，哎呀，我没有请客。他说，哎呀，老朋友很久没有见面，我们一起见面吧。
And then out of the blue, one day we received an invitation for all these old friends to come together to meet again. And he said, I haven't met them.
所以我们中学的朋友全部聚在一起。
And so our secondary school friends all got together.
我们很高兴很久没有见面，大家都很开心能够来问候啊，你现在做什么？你的家里有多啊几个孩子等等，我们大家很开心。
And obviously, having not met these people for a long time, we were very happy together. We would chat, we would catch up, we would find out about one another's families.
那么这个朋友来了，哇，大车道开车门，那么司机带他下来，结果呢派卡片。哇，他是某某的总裁。他说，哦，我现在是做了某某的总裁。现在知道为什么要见面了。
And then the one who initiated the meeting arrived in his big car and he came down and started giving out his name cards. And then he introduced himself as the managing director of a large company.
所以这个时候他说，这个是霍金 appoint 我的。
And he said to us that Ho Ching appointed him.
你看到吗？十多年不见，那一次之后也没有见。这个是什么朋友
？And so you see, after having not met for so long, even still, that was how we had to meet.
这个就是亚洲人的态度。
This is the attitude of us Asians.
保罗说：“不要贪图这些虚名。”
Paul says, "Let's not become conceited."
因为我们人就是这样。如果我比你好，我就挑战你好还是好，我的薪水高还是你薪水高，我的职位高还是你的职位高。
And that is the nature of man. We're constantly competing with one another to see who's better.
但是如果我不比你好，我就妒忌你。
And if I'm not better than you, then I envy you.
所以保罗说不要做这些东西。
Paul saying, "Don't do this."
那是负面的。
And that's the negative.
正面的应该他说不要彼此惹气，但是反而要彼此的来挽回，使到我们能够走在主的道路当中。
And from a positive point of view, he says, "You who are spiritual, restore him in a spirit of gentleness."
所以第六章第一节说，我们如果有人被过犯所胜，你要去挽回，而且用温柔的心去把他挽回过来，而且要小心不要自己被引诱。
He says, brothers, if anyone's caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness, but keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted.
所以这个 restore 挽回的意思就好像你的骨折折断了，把它接回去，使到人或者人与人之间有许多问题不和谐，把它使到它 harmony， 使它和好和蔼起来。
This restoration is has a shade of meaning where.It's like a bone that's disjointed or a joint that has been out of place, and it's putting it back so that there is restoration and so that there's harmony between people.
弟兄姐妹，我们很重要的要知道一件事情，我们在教会里面不是 busybody 到处去找看谁犯罪。我们这样劝勉你的目的呢，是要你悔改，要你走到受到主的祝福。我们盼望你好，所以才做这件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, we do this in the church not because we are busybodies wanting to find out what are the bad things that have happened in your life, but we do this in a spirit of gentleness that we might restore you to a full joy and life in Christ.
有时候我们在教会里面，我们不知道应该讲还是不应该讲。
The difficulty is that in the church sometimes we're not sure whether to point it out or not.
但是圣经说要讲。
The Bible says we should.
所以我盼望大家做一件事情。
So I hope you will do this one thing.
让别人讲你，别人觉得不好意思，但是你先打开，你先第一步去找一些你信得过的弟兄姐妹，说，请你看我的生命，我有什么东西不对，请你告诉我。 I give you the permission. 我让你 speak into my life. 告诉我，让我能够走得更好，更爱主，更能够。所以如果你这样的话呢，我们就彼此能够坦然去劝你。如果你做错的话。
Instead of waiting around for people to come and speak to you, find someone in church that you might be able to open your life to, that they might be able to speak into your life, share with them, be accountable to them, so that we can pursue the spirituality together.
我记得John MacArthur曾经讲过一件事情，麦克阿瑟牧师曾经，他说，你知道为什么这个恩 这个恩典浸信教会的人数教会增长吗？Why church grow? 他说，因为我们实行 church discipline， 我们实行教会纪律，是所以爱主的人就加进来，不爱主的人就会走。I remember
John MacArthur saying once that the reason that Grace Community Church was growing was because they practiced church discipline, and his point was that the people who love God would come to Grace Community knowing that.
啊，这样好，因为这样的话呢。 你如果随随便便，你就不要加进我们的教会，因为你会觉得格格不入。但是如果你真的爱主的话，你就要加进来，因为我们是认真实行圣经的。And
the benefit is that it draws people who are serious about Christ, who are serious about faith. And if you're not, this is not the place for you.
这个就是我们在这边是认真实行主的话语。如果你是认真，你就加进来，你就觉得这个很有吸引力。如果你不认真呢，你觉得我们很格格不入，你们觉得我们很麻烦。The
message to the people was that if you are serious, if you really want to be a part of this church, then you come and take part in it. But if you're not, then this is going to be a place. This is not going to be the place for you.
而且我觉得我们教会呢，在这方面我觉得很安慰的一个地方。It
comforts me that, especially in this area, our church is this way.
我们有很多孩子在我们当中。There
are a lot of children in our church.
但是我们的家长呢，已经学会一件事情。But
our parents have learned a lesson.
如果我们其中有人看到孩子不乖呢，我们就会跟他的父母讲，那个父母就会说：“谢谢你通知我，因为我没有这么多电源。”
And you see that when one of the children misbehaves and someone else sees it, they will go and tell the parent of what happened, and the parent will say, "Thank you, I did not see that, I cannot possibly monitor the child all the time."
So 我们的心很广，我们看到弟兄姐妹都在帮我们看住一个孩子。
And what that means is that we are all co-parenting the children together.
这个是非常美的事情。
That is a beautiful thing.
除非你看到我们在一起做同一件事情，不然你就会说关你什么事？这是我的孩子，不关你的事。
And unless we are united on every front, you would come and say, "Well, this is my child, so this is not your business."
所以我们对孩子也是一样。如果孩子做这些，我问他，你没有跟你爸爸说过？你没有跟你妈妈说过？不然你先问过才来告诉我。
Like when we see a child doing something, we would then say, "Have you checked with your mom and dad, or are you doing this on your own? Go check with your parents before you come."
所以我们在这边有这个文化，或者我们有这个作风，这个呢，使到我们能够更好的团结在一起。And
this is part of our culture. Because we share this culture, we're able then to be united.
我们彼此守望，we're holding each other accountable.
And we hold one another accountable.
使到我们能够在这边同心。
That we might be united in hearts as well.
这个非常难得，这个非常难在教会里面实行。
This is such a hard quality to find in the church.
你如果在大教会聚会过，你知道孩子的问题啊，通常就是使到教会分裂。
If you've been in the church for any amount of time, you realize that when it comes to issues with regards to children, it often causes a lot of division and friction within the church.
所以我们彼此说，哎，你如果看到我孩子有问题，甚至你看到我心我走错路， 请你来告诉我。
And so our practice is, if you see my child doing something wrong, come, please let me know. If I've done something wrong, let me know.
啊，但是我就去告诉别人很多问题，但是呢，很多时候我自己碰了很多钉子，因为他不要我跟他讲。
And so, if I would go and do this to people, I would then get hurt because they don't want to hear it.
但是后来我又讲了一句话，我说。你如果要我讲，请你来告诉我，我就会跟你讲。你不跟我讲，我就不跟你讲。
But then I would say after a while, if you want to know these things, let me know, and then I will tell you.
当然，如果你真的走错，我一定不会放过你的。
But if you've truly gone off course, I'm not going to let you go.
因为我有这个责任，一定要保护你。
Because that's my responsibility and that's to protect you.
所以我们这里不断的守望，看着到底我们的弟兄姐妹在哪里，他们做了什么事情，他们有什么困难，我们就去要去寻找回他们，不要让他们走错，不要让他们受伤害，这个就是我们的责任。
And so we're constantly aware of the needs and the struggles of our brothers and sisters that we might go and offer our help, that we might help them because that's our responsibility.
我们再来看第六章，他说：“弟兄们，若有人被过犯所胜，你们这些属灵的人。”
Let's look back at verse 1 of chapter 6. Brothers, if anyone's caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual.
好，他说我不是属灵的人，你是属灵的人，你跟他讲。
So you might say, oh, I'm not the spiritual one. You're the spiritual one. You go say something to him.
但是这边的属灵人不是说你是超人。
But over here, it doesn't mean you are some super Christian.
罗马书八章九节讲，如果你没有基督的灵，你就不是属基督了。
Romans 8:9 says, however, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If in fact the spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
任何人有圣灵在里面，他就是属灵的人。
Whoever it is that has the spirit in him is a spiritual person.
但是呢，当我们去挽回的时候，要用爱心。
When we go to restore our brother, we do so
in love. 温柔的心。
We do so in gentleness.
我们要去 do fact finding, 我们要去找出事实来。
We need to do some fact finding before we approach.
所以我们抱着一个态度去寻找是不是这样，如果是这样的，请你挽回。所以我们不要跳下去制造纷争，我们是用爱心，要找对的事情，找正确了，然后劝他，而且呢，这个要私底下，不要公开讲。
It is with a humble spirit that we approach our brother in order to restore him or her. It is with facts that we go to him or her to speak to them. And it's not with... we don't jump in to cause friction and division.
然后呢，你看第二节，个人的重担要互相担当。
In verse 2, he says, bear one another's burdens.
啊，你 restore 你去挽回还不够。挽回了，他有重担，你还要替他担。
It's not enough that you restore the brother or sister. If he still has burdens, you bear it for him.
你跟他陪他一起走，训练他，陪他胜过这个问题。
Walk with him by his side, bear that burden with him, and go the distance.
啊，这个就是完成的耶稣基督给我们的律法。
And this, he says, fulfills the law of Christ.
这个就是约翰十三章34节讲到说，主说我赐给一条新命令。这个就是主的命令，就是我们要彼此相爱。
This is an echo of what we see in John 13:34, where he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another."
我相信我们在这里当中很多弟兄姐妹经历，你经过人生的低潮的时候，我们陪你走过。
I know that there are many of us who are seated here today that as you have gone through the valleys of life, we've walked alongside.
他说没有啊，没有啊，如果我没有找你，你就有福的，应该你没有碰到这些问题。
But if you say no, that's never happened to me, then I say to you, you're blessed because that means you've never walked through those valleys before.
你如果碰到低潮，你找我，我一定陪你走过。
If you are going through a tough time in life, look for me and I will walk with you through.
这就是我们教会的意思，就是主要我们陪你走过，让圣经不断的鼓励你，来为你祷告，陪你走过人生这条道路。
And this is the church that we walk together in this life, that we use God's word to guide us as we walk.
所以我们来帮助你，我们来鼓励你，我们来 lead you out, 让你能够来面对这个。
And we will gather around you. We will use God's word to lift you up, to encourage you that you might face these trials together with us.
你看到这个呢, 如果你要从心理学, 从辅导学来讲, well, I call this group therapy. 这个是全教会的辅导。
And from a psychology point of view, I could call this group therapy. The whole church comes around you to support you.
所以我说心理学的 group therapy 是从教会里面抽出来的。
So I would say that this group therapy idea from psychology is something that they have borrowed from the Bible.
我们早几千年前已经在圣经里面讲过，我们是这样做的，是你们新的才学会的。
Thousands of years ago, we've already had this idea in the Bible. You've only just discovered it.
你看到吗？我们教会，教会是神的家，我们要彼此鼓励，彼此守望，彼此相爱，这样我们才能够得到力量。
The church is the house of God, and we need to be encouraging one another. We need to be helping one another along.
所以这个就是共同的责任。
This is the corporate responsibility.
那么个人也有责任。
But there is the responsibility of the individual.
所以你看这一段圣经，如果你不这样分的话，你看不清楚。你看他讲到说，你们要彼此彼此彼此，来到第三节的时候，人我无有自以为还有，就是自欺，个人应当检查验自己的行为，这样所夸的就不在，所夸的就装在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Now, only when you break it down do you see this distinction between the corporate and the personal. In the beginning, he uses these corporate terms like us and one another. But when he arrives at verse 3, he says, "For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load."
很明显的第三节到第四五节呢，都是讲个人。
And now it's clear because of the use of all these first person pronouns from verse 3 to 5.
所以个人要自己检查自己的行为。
The person needs to examine his own life.
那么人若无有还以为有，你自己以为很行，其实你根本不是，你就要小心，你这个叫自欺。
And he needs to have the right view of himself, because when if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
那么来到第四章说，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样所夸的就装在自己，不在别人。有时候很难解，什么叫做夸？为什么要夸自己呢？
And then he says in verse 4, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not his neighbor. What does this mean? Why is there a need to boast?
我们讲到不要自欺，现在还要夸自己。
Did we not just talk about not being conceited? Now we're boasting in ourselves?
那个怎么解这段圣经呢?
How do we explain this?
怎么解只有一个字。
There's just one word to describe, to explain.
那个字呢，在英文不能在中文。
And that word in the English, not in the Chinese.
It's the will. 你念给我听。
The word is will, and then I'll read you verse 4 again. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone.
Future 是将来的.
This is a future boast.
意思说你夸自己不是现在夸，是将来夸.
It is a boast not for the present, it is a boast in the future.
意思说，当你主再来的时候，你交账的时候，我可以夸主啊，我做成你的工作，是我做好，不是我有做，不是我没有做，但是我做也是你在我心里做的。
And it means to say that when you meet the Lord at the end of your life, and you will then be able to boast of what you have done for Him. But at the same time, it is not you who has done, but He who has done through you.
所以他说，你个人要查验自己，然后将交账的时候，主啊，我听你的话，我有做你的事情，我有按照你的意思事情，我顺服你，我夸自己不夸别人。这个夸呢，是指将来将在主面前交账的时候，告诉他说，主啊，我 负责我自己的行为，我不能够替别人负责我的事情，我做好了，我可以向你交账。
And the picture is that as you arrive and meet the Lord face to face, you will then be able to tell Him, Lord, I have done the work that You have given me, and you are able to reveal the things that He has put in your heart to do. You can then boast in that.
所以我们在华文圣经应该翻译成个人应当审查自己行，这样他将来所夸的是装在自己不在别人。所以这边不是在讲说现在我要夸口，是将来要夸口，在主面的时候向主说，主啊，我已经做完你应该做的事情，你要我做的我都做好，这个是指将来，不是指现在。
So again, it is a boast that you will make in the future, having done God's work, you will then be able to say, Lord, all the things that you have given me to do, I have done.
所以第五节说，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
He carries on in verse 5 by saying, for each will have to bear his own load.
早些时候不说彼此担当，后面又说要自己要自己担，所以你要知道，一个是现在，一个是将来。
He just said, we bear one another's burdens. Now he's saying, each will have to bear his own load. That's confusing if you do not understand that one's in the present, the other is in the future.
所以你看第二节，他说你们个人要，你们个人担子。你们个人的重担要彼此担当，然后第五节他说你们个人必担当自己的担子，这两个好像是相冲突的，但是如果你知道的时间性，一个只是现在，一个只是将来，就是而且不同的环境，这个是我们彼此，那个是在神面前，你必须要担自己的担子，你就要向神交代。
Again you see what seems to be a contradiction in verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and in verse 5, each will have to bear his own load. Without an understanding of the different timelines, you will not be able to square these two. One's talking about bearing one another's burdens, and it's a horizontal relationship that we help one another. The other's talking about a future burden that you bear on your own as you stand before your Lord.
你知道，我们讲我们在亚洲非常这个环境非常富有竞争性的一种感觉。
We spoke just now that in Asia, there is a lot of competition.
我们每一个都在争。
And we're all striving.
我如果升职，我要看我的薪水增加，我要看你薪水加多少。
And if I get a pay raise, I will look over at my neighbor to see how much pay raise.
我如果得到升职，我要知道你有没有升职。所以你看，我们整天比来比去。
If I get a promotion, I want to know if the other guy got a promotion.
但是我有个好消息给你。
But I have good news for you.
在天上有很多个第一。
In heaven, there are many number ones.
所以你不用争，我一定拿第一的。不过我也要帮助你拿第一。
So you don't have to strive to get number one in heaven. There are many number ones there, but I can help you get number one.
你也要帮助我拿第一。
And you need to help me.
你知道吗？我们的第一不是我们多本事，是神给我们的。
And that number one is not how.Great or able we are, but it is what God gives us.
It's all of grace. 全部都是恩典，是我们不配，他给我们的，所以我们要感恩。
It is all about grace. And we do not deserve it, but He's given to us, and we need to be thankful.
所以当我们在跑这条道路的时候呢，我们要彼此扶持，大家一起跑，大家一起进天国，大家一起得奖赏，大家一起得做第一。这个就是我们教会应该有的这个一个态度。
And so as we run this race, we need to be helping one another along, holding and guiding one another, that we might walk and run this race, that we might all cross the finish line and all be number one.
是的，世界上世上的第一是只有一个，你不是他就是你，你两个要选一个。但是在天上，我们都是第一，因为主预备很多 number one 给我们。
Yes, you're right. In the world sense, number one is the best, and there is only one number one, but in heaven, God has prepared all these number ones that all of us would win in Him.
如果你是一个父亲，
if you are a father,
你有孩子，
you have children,
两个孩子在争，
and you maybe have two children who are fighting.
你说那个父亲的心情是什么？
What do you think is your, how would you feel?
你不要帮助老大或者是帮助老二，这没有用的。你要两个一起搬，如果这个老大老二彼此拉着手一起进，父亲才会得安慰。
If you help one but not the other, a father can't do that. A father wants to be able to help both his children, that both his children would enter heaven together.
如果你踩到你的弟兄才进天堂，你认为天父会喜悦吗？
If you step on your brother in order to get into heaven, do you think the father will be pleased?
还是你把赶快把你的弟兄拉起来跟你一起进，你才是得着天父喜悦的那个人。
Or are you the one who pulls his brother along in order that you might enter together?
所以我在中国做培训的时候，我常常讲，我说 你我讲道，我来教你讲道。不过呢，你应该讲的比我好。如果你讲的比我不好，可见我不好。如果我的训练很好，你应该做的比我更好。
So when I go to China for training, when I train these church leaders, and I tell them, I'm teaching you how to preach, but you need to be able to preach better than I. If not, then I would have failed.
我到天上的时候，主啊，我最好，他们不好，你看。不是的，主啊，他们比我更好，可见我们已经完成我们的工作，后面的比前面的更好。
And when I come face to face with God, I'll be able to say, look, God, look at how well they've done, not to say that I've been so good to teach them.
所以请问，我们在教会里面，你是做一个怎么样的人？
So let me ask you, in the church, what type of person are you?
你是帮助别人完成主在他身上的呼召，使他们更讨主的喜悦，还是你踩踏他下去，让他自生自灭？
Are you the person who helps your brother to become the person that God intends for them to be? Or are you the sort of person who steps on his brother in order to gain leverage?
所以我们要学习，如果弟兄神给他有特别的恩赐，我要为他来感恩。为什么呢？因为神在他身上的工作，所以我们为他祷告，让他做得更好。这个是我们每一个人应该有的态度。
And so the practice of it is that if we see a brother or a sister who is being blessed by God with various gifts, we need to be giving thanks for that. We need to continue to pray that the Lord blesses this person.
所以我们眼睛打开，看看我们弟兄姐妹有什么恩赐，有什么神给他什么样的恩典，我们要为他们来感恩。
We need to be opening our eyes to look at our brothers and sisters to see the grace that has been given to them from God and give thanks for that.
我们要做一个什么呢？我给你一个例子，就是这个旧约里面的约拿单。
Let me give you an example. This is of Jonathan in the Old Testament.
那么约拿单跟大卫之间的关系，他们彼此都是朋友。
This relationship that David had between with Jonathan was very
close friends. 约拿单是扫罗的儿子，他应该做王，结果神拣选了大卫做王。
Jonathan was Saul's son, and he was meant to be the heir to the throne, but David became king.
所以请问，如果你是约拿单，你会做什么？
Let me ask you, if you were Jonathan, how would you feel?
你会妒忌吗？
Would you be jealous and envious?
还是说，如果这个是主的旨意，让我来帮助大卫，使他能够更好的完成神的旨意？
Or would you say, no, this is God's will. Let me aid David that he might accomplish God's
will. 这个就是约拿单的功，他的这个让我们佩服约拿单就在这里。他知道原来神因为扫罗不听神的话。大卫神拣选了大卫作为约拿单呢，他就来到，而且他的父亲在追杀大卫的时候，他来到森林里面要坚强他，使到他能够信靠神。
And that was Jonathan's attitude. He knew that his father Saul was not doing God's will, and God's will was now to replace Saul with David. Now even when Saul was pursuing David in the wilderness, he went to David in order to strengthen him because he knew he was doing God's will.
所以在撒摩尔记上，应该是撒摩尔记上23:15讲到说，16他说，扫罗的儿子约拿单起来往树林去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固。
First Samuel, David, it says here that David saw that Saul had come out of his to seek his life. David was in the wilderness at Ziph at Horesh.And David saw Jonathan Saul's son rose and went to David at Horesh and strengthened his hand in God.
你看到吗？这个人啊，他是你的敌人。这个他们两个抢王位，不是的。原来神已经高大卫，所以约拿单说他出来森林找大卫，要他倚靠神。请问你有没有帮助你的弟兄更倚靠神？如果有的话，你是一个好朋友，你是好弟兄。
Now look at this. On the surface, it appears that these two would be enemies because his father and David were fighting for the throne. But no, this guy, knowing that this was God's will, went out to find David in order to strengthen him in God. Are you that sort of friend who helps your brother or sister become what they are, become what God intends for them?
而且呢，17节说什么呢？十七节他讲到说，他告诉大卫说，你不要怕，你是以色列的王，他顺服神的旨意，让大卫做王。
And you know what he said to David? He said this in verse 17. Do not fear, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you.
所以他承认，他也接受神的安排。
He not only acknowledged that this was God's will, he was encouraging David.
他顺服神。
He submitted to God's will.
然后他愿意做大卫的副手，他做大卫的宰相。
And he was willing to be David's subordinate.
他甚至他立约跟大卫立约，这个我要跟你立的约就是这样。我要使你做大卫的王，我来帮助你。你看到这样是何等一位朋友。
Not only that, he said to David, "Let us make this covenant before the Lord, that I would help you fulfill God's will." Are you that type of friend?
我们在教会里面，我们是不是这样帮助我们的弟兄姐妹
？In the church, is this how we build one another up?
教会应该是我们最好的朋友。
The church is where we should find our closest friends.
然后呢，我们要帮助每一个人信靠神。
That we might encourage one another to pursue God.
让他们听从神的话语。
That we would feast on God's word.
然后呢，我们要顺服神，甚至我们降卑自己，也要完成这件事情。
And that we might obey God's will even to the point of putting our own selves down.
如果我们能够做到这一点，我们就是一个顺服神的教会。
If we can do this, then we are a church that submits to God's will.
愿神祝福我们这间教会。
May the Lord continue to bless this church. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for those who are gathered here today. We thank you for GBF. We thank you, Lord, for the passage that we have just read. And we pray that, Lord, you would bless us and help us to live out these one another verses in the Bible, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to encourage one another, that you would help us to share in one another's lives, Lord, not out of similarities, not out of common interests, but because we are all pursuing holiness and walking according to your will. We pray that, Father, you would use this body of Christ to build your people up, and that you would give us opportunities as individuals to do this. In Jesus' name we pray.